94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
One of my favorite people to interview with. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Lindsay.
You're so fun. You have the funnest stories, and we cover all things Surrett Nature Center.
Yeah, it's an interesting job, and I never know what's going to happen from one day to the next.
Exactly. So let's start off with, I guess, what you do for Surrett Nature Center and what Surrett is, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I'm my title is a naturalist there, and so I get to do all the fun school groups, you know, the kids that come out for field trips. We teach them kayaking, we take them out on our big Voyager canoes, we do skiing, snowshoeing in the winter, winter ecology, we take them pond scooping, we finished up our summer classes with mucking in the marsh, so I was chest deep in mud with little kids, hiking them through there, pulling them out.
So fun.
You know, and then when I'm not leading school groups, we do natural history trips, which go all over the world. So in October, I'll be one of the naturalists going on our trip to do the northern shore of Lake Huron. And then I also do trail repair work, fundraising, like our Surrett 5K. I host our trivia nights. I also clean bathrooms there, clean up
from
the animals. Yeah, a little bit of everything.
So Surrett Nature Center, what people might not realize is obviously the kids can utilize the center. I went to field trips a lot when I was a kid at Surrett, but also it's somewhere where anyone can really go and visit anytime.
Yeah, we have great hiking trails, and we're open year-round. So we have 8 miles of trails for people that want to come out and go for a hike or a walk. We do have some people that come out and run the trails as well. And even if you don't want to hike, we have some big windows and that look out on our bird feeders.
Beautiful, yeah.
Where you can see the birds, and you also see a variety of mammals as well, from deer on occasion, raccoons, woodchucks, possums, a variety of squirrels, chipmunks. So, yeah, we have a little bit of everything. And the wintertime, we have our big fireplace going with some comfy leather couches. So you can come out, and if you don't want to ski, sit by the fire, read a book, sip some hot cocoa.
Yeah. You can always utilize that. And also, we're going to talk about some of the things that they have going on, special, you know, classes, courses, events. And a lot of them are free or very low cost if you are a, I guess it's called a member of Surrett.
Yeah, and even even for non-members, it's not very expensive.
Yeah.
So I always say a steal of a deal if you want to come out and spend a few hours for something fun and interesting to do.
Yeah, I would suggest checking out Surrett.com. It's spelled S-A-R-E-T-T, Surrett.com. You can always find more details there in regards to what we're going to talk about today and how you can become a member year-round. But I want to kick it off with, since it's already practically September, let's kick it off with September 2nd, what we have going on.
Yeah, so September 2nd, I'll be at Wonderlust Outfitters from 11 to 2 with animals, helping them celebrate their one-year anniversary.
And that's right in downtown St. Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to meet Mike and ask him more questions about Surrett, just go to Wonderlust and, you know, this weekend.
Yeah, stop and see me. I also have information about Surrett as well with me there, so you can find all the cool details about Surrett and check out some of our animals as well.
Yeah, you're going to be there from 11 to 2 on Saturday?
Yep.
Okay. What is International Turkey Vulture Awareness Day?
It's one of those crazy holidays that somebody makes up and puts on the calendar.
Yeah.
So in honor of Turkey Vulture Awareness Day, you know, a lot of our vultures are not doing so well. They're struggling. Numbers are declining worldwide. So kind of bring some a little bit of knowledge and maybe some interest about turkey vultures. And we'll also talk about some of the other vultures, species in the world. So
that's on Saturday as well, September 2nd at 3 p.m. Just show up at Surrett.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to keep moving because we have so much to cover. Mike's hanging out the whole show, by the way, so don't worry. He'll be here the whole time. We're looking at next weekend, which is September 9th on Saturday from 10 to 5. The Butterfly House is open, and I'm assuming that's the last weekend?
No.
Okay.
We're still going. People, you know, when you get to September and people think, oh, summer's kind of over.
Yeah.
Butterfly House will be open through September.
Oh, okay.
Now, the later in September we get, it's not going to be quite as good. Right now, we're at the peak. We have 17 species of butterflies in there and probably about 500-600 butterflies in total flying around.
Gosh.
So we received our last shipment of crystals this last week. So
okay,
we're just letting the numbers decline so we're able to shut it down and take the net off for the winter. wintertime, so it's still very good right now.
Okay.
This upcoming weekend would be a great time to come out, and into next week as well.
So the Butterfly House is open, what, it's just Saturdays or weekends only? How does that work?
It's open during our regular business hours, which is Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5.
How much does it cost to go into the Butterfly House?
If you're a non-member, it's $6, and that includes your admission into the building. That's for adults. Kids, it's $2. And then for members, it's $2 for adults and $1 for kids.
Very good. Also, moving over to, I think I remember talking about this with you last time you were in. We're calling it the barn party, but it no longer takes place in the barn, right?
Yeah. we used to do it in the barn, which is at the house that I live at and where we store all our canoes on a regular basis. But since we built our addition 8 years ago, we put on a great room, and it can hold, you know, like 100 or so people. So we've moved it over there last year.
But it's known for being the barn party, so we got to keep the name, right?
Yeah, we're keeping the name. Just it'll be at the Sret building, so there's no mosquitoes.
Even better. You talked me into it already.
Yeah. You got flush toilets instead of some porta potties. So we're classing it up a little bit.
I like it. So the barn party this year is on Sunday, September 10th, 4 p.m. And what does that entail? Like, what do I get? We pay $50 for our ticket, our seat, and what do we get with that?
Yeah, so you get... A catered meal by CK Catering. We have our silent auction going on starting at 4.
Yep.
We have homemade appetizers and desserts by some of our members.
Okay.
And then after the...
Is there dancing and music? And
There's a little bit of music kind of beforehand.
I'll be the only one dancing, is what you're saying.
No dancing, unfortunately. I keep trying to get them, you know, put in a little dance
just
floor.
Just mingling then.
Mingling. And then our director's going to give a kind of a year-end review of... what we've been doing at the center, our trips and our kids' classes and stuff like that.
So maybe you
it's
wanna,
a good time.
Yeah, maybe you want to go to a fun party. Maybe you are a member of Sret and never have been to this. Check it out. That's September 10th. Get tickets by simply calling 927-4832.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to say that again. 927-4832. All right. So we're up to September 10th. We still have a lot more to go. September 13th. It says preschool nature study class. What's that mean?
Yeah. So we offer a preschool class. It's once a month on Wednesdays, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just for little kids that might be interested in nature, little preschoolers.
Oh, okay.
Come out, learn a little bit about nature, go for hikes and stuff. We do some crafts and things like that.
Starts through September and goes through May.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things where I guess if you you have a child that isn't yet in school, or maybe they get out early and then they can go and attend this. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids getting ready for
games,
preschool.
Crafts, activities. Yeah.
It's the second Wednesday once a month through May or September through May.
Yeah. $25 for the membership. Is that how you get involved?
Yeah, it's a fee of $25 and a family membership on top, which will get you waives the daily entry fee and get you discounts to all our other programs and stuff.
You can get registered for that, again, by calling 927-4832. Time is dwindling down looking at the next one on the list, Kayak the St. Joseph River. It'll be cold soon, so September 15th, go and do this.
It'll still be nice weather. Yeah. When the weather gets cold, we stop.
Yep. So it's a Friday, 1 p.m. Tell me about, I guess, what we tour and how much it costs if I want to go and do it.
Yeah, so we'll have everybody, usually people meet out at Sret. This one, they could probably meet us at Jasper Dairy, and we'll load up in our Sret vans. We supply all the kayaks, or if you have your own and you want to use it as well, that you can do that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If you don't have one, it gives you the opportunity to go and kayak.
Right. Okay. We'll take you all the way up to... Berrien Springs, just below the dam there. We get on the river. You'll have a naturalist guide to do a little interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll paddle all the way back down to Jasper Dairy. We'll load up. When you guys get back, if your car's there, you can just take off from there. So you don't have to do really any of the loading, unloading.
Yep.
We take the worries out of it for you. The only thing you got to do is get in the boat and paddle and have a good time.
So you must register and prepay for this if you are interested, though. So that's happening on September 15th, 1 p.m. It's a Friday. Again, just call the register, 927-4832. I'm trying to roll through these because you guys are doing a lot of stuff, so, which is cool. It's nice to see that you guys are continuing to do things even though the weather is getting a little bit chillier. September 16th, that's a Saturday from 10 to noon, Junior Naturalist Club. What's that?
Yeah, this is for kids ages 7 to 12 who are really interested in nature.
Okay.
And I want to stress that. because if they're not really into nature, they're probably not going to have a good time.
Yeah.
But we go, we take the kids out. Maybe they're helping us do some trail work, or maybe we're scooping in
maybe
the pond.
I'm thinking of like it may be a mini you, Mike. Somebody
yeah.
That was like you when you were 12 or 13.
Well, yeah, I didn't do that when I was 12 or 13. I would have loved it had that they offered it then. But yeah,
so you'll be kind of showing them around, showing them things, teaching them things, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and getting them involved with some of the things you might do.
They'll be helping us out at the nature center, getting stuff done, maybe helping feed animals.
Yeah.
We'll take them skiing, snowshoeing in the winter if there's snow. We'll go scooping in the ponds.
Looks like you have one of these that go through each month starting in September.
Yeah, it's
$45 per person.
Yep.
Okay.
September all the way through May.
I love it. Again, just call the register, 269-927-4832. Some of the other things looking forward is September 17, they're doing the Wetland Wildflowers at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Just show up. September 22nd and 30th, what's the Canyonlands of Southwest trip? Where are you going out of town?
Yeah, Diane and Mindy are doing that one, so they're going out doing Grand Canyon, Bryce, Zion, all those Canyonlands, all those national parks out west.
Yeah, and that was September. We still have a lot of October to go through, a lot of November to go through, so he's going to stick around and we'll be back to explain what else is happening at Surrett Nature Center in the next few months.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.